And happening this weekend, hundreds will be putting on their walking shoes for Walk MS, an event raising money to end multiple sclerosis. But for one local woman, she's not only walking for a cure, she's also eating hot wings. Courtney Strickland joins us. Courtney, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. First off, for the uninitiated, what is multiple sclerosis?
Multiple sclerosis is a debilitating disease. It's a chronic illness that happens when your white blood cells, and you have an overactive immune system, and your white blood cells attack the myelin sheath that is protecting your brain cells. So what happens is as the white blood cells are attacking it, it causes that damage. And so the connection isn't like there, and it affects like the rest of your body. So these things can show up in any part of your brain, really. And it can show up in any part of your brain. And that's what makes MS so difficult to diagnose, because it looks different in every person that it affects. So no one's experience with MS is the same. Someone could lose the feeling in the side of their body. Someone's eyesight could be affected. Someone's whole like leg could just kind of stop working. Someone could lose hearing. Everyone is different, but basically it is an autoimmune disease where your body is basically attacking itself, and there isn't a cure for it. So once the damage is done, the damage is done.
When were you first diagnosed with this?
I was diagnosed in 2017. So I was 29 years old, and I was sitting at my office. I've always been very healthy, picture of health. Had never been in the hospital before, never had any like chronic illness, nothing. I had actually just gone off a bachelorette cruise for my friend. It was a great time. And then 2 days later, I was sitting in my office, and all of a sudden, the entire left side of my body just went numb, from the top of my head to the bottom of my toes, and out of nowhere. I was like, oh man, do I have like my jewelry on too tight? Like, are my shoes too tight? Like, what's going on? And I went to the hospital the next day. I was kind of nervous to go the first day because I was 29. I didn't know what insurance was. Like, that's gonna be expensive.
Yeah.
So I went to the, hospital, had tons of tests, had an MRI, had a spinal tap. I actually consider myself pretty lucky because it was a pretty quick diagnosis. It was pretty straightforward because there are like, I believe, three or four things that have to be present for you to be diagnosed with MS. You have to have there's a specific protein in your spinal fluid. There needs to be appearance of lesions on your brain, and then a vitamin D deficiency. So I had a vitamin D deficiency. Oh, and then also rule out everything else. So had a vitamin D deficiency. I had to have a spinal tap, and they checked. I had the protein in my spinal fluid. They did an MRI, and I had three active lesions on my brain. And they tested for everything else. So pretty open and closed case. It was multiple sclerosis, which I had never heard of before. And I was confused.
When you mentioned that your left side of your body was just numb, did you at some point think, am I having a heart attack right now? Because you always hear that at some point.
Yeah, so I did. I was like, am I having a stroke? Am I having a heart attack? Like, I had no idea. And when I went home that day from work, I just kind of casually mentioned to my husband, I'm like, hey, I can't feel the left side of my body. Is that weird? And he's like, yeah, that's weird. I'm like, okay, cool. So then he looked up on WebMD, which is obviously the worst thing you can do. And it listed, you know, everything. MS was one of them, but it was just all kinds of stuff. But, I was like, there's no way I'm having like a stroke because I'm 29 and healthy. So obviously that's not happening. So actually the next day I went to urgent care, not the ER first. And I went into there, and they were like, you can't feel the left side of your body. You should really go to the ER. Like, we literally can't do anything for you. So then I went to the hospital. I was trying to put that off because nothing in my mind. There was zero reason, zero like way that this could be something that was serious, because nothing like that had ever happened to me before. Like, I just hadn't been in that situation. And I was going to Pure Barre every day, every morning at 5 o'clock in the morning, I wake up, I go to Pure Barre. I was running 5Ks. I danced. Like, I was incredibly active. I go to the gym. Like, there was no way this was something that was wrong with me in any sort of like permanent capacity. And I think I said in the Hot Ones video, like, I didn't, even when I was diagnosed, I wasn't like sad because I didn't know what it was. And I didn't know the long-term effects that I was going to be going through and what it actually meant and how it was actually going to change my life. Like, I had no idea.
Well, yeah, we'll talk about your Hot Ones video in just a little bit. What is your day-to-day life with MS?
Well, there's good days and there's bad days. And I think that's what anyone with MS can really tell you, is that you have your good days and your bad days. On a good day, you know, I have 2 kids. I have a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old. And they are active. So it tends to be limited in what I allow myself to do. There's a lot of like planning involved in what I'm going to do like that day, and thinking about the next day or thinking about that evening or even thinking about like in 2 days. So if I know that this weekend, for example, is Walk MS, I am not going to take a dance class tonight because I know in 2 days I'm going to have to walk 1 mile, or I'm not going to go to the field with my husband and the kids to exercise the dog because I know in 2 days I'm going to have to walk a mile. So it's just really a lot of thinking. And on a typical day, you know, I get up, I go to work, and I, you know, expend some energy doing all of that. And then after work, I do all the stuff with the kids. So getting them dinner, getting them ready for the next day, getting their baths, doing all of that. And that can be very tiring for me, just doing those daily like chores and daily tasks, because there's this thing called MS fatigue that people don't really understand or see. And that's one of the things that whenever you are a quote unquote, like stereotypically like a healthy quote unquote looking in person, that's the struggle with invisible diseases, you know, they don't understand how like tired you are, because it's a different kind of tired. It's a heaviness, and that just kind of like lingers on your body like constantly, and it just gets worse. And in order for it to get better, you have to like stop and rest. But whenever you want to live a life and live a full life, how are you going to stop and rest?
By the way, you mentioned that walk. It is over at the Friendship Fountain Saturday, April 11th. There is a 1.5 mile route and a 3 mile route. The site opens at 8 o'clock with a ceremony starting at 8:45, with the walk kicking off at 9 a.m. Several teams are raising money to end MS. We'll have links to all this over at WOKV.com. I want to get back to the struggle now. You mentioned that you have to kind of plan ahead of time, because like you're not going to go to dance class because in 2 days you have to walk a mile. Does the fatigue just last that long to where if you just like the typical workout, like you feel sore for like 1 day or maybe like a half day and then it goes away? With MS, does it just linger on?
Yes. Yeah. It builds on itself. And so if you don't allow yourself time to rest, then it's just going to get worse. So I also know built into that, right? So let's use that example that I just gave. So not only would I have, you know, a dance class tonight, which already is a lot, that's something that I'm kind of allowing myself to do, even though I know it makes me tired. I know on top of that, I will still have to do all of the other things in my life tomorrow. I'll have to get up. I'll have to go to work. I'll have to pick the kids up from school. I'll have to make them dinner. I'll have to do their baths, get them ready for bed. And then I'll have to prepare for the walk. And then the next day I'll have to walk. So like, it's not just isolated to like this dance class. It's that with everything else going on, kind of all adding up to, man, I'll still be really tired. So like, for example, weekend before, I didn't think ahead. This is an example of when I didn't think ahead and I just decided I was going to live my life and say whatever, fatigue, it's cool. So on a Thursday, I did a dance class, and it was a hard one. It was fast. But pushed through, did it. And then the next day we had like company come over, and we had to clean the house, which people wouldn't really think about this, but cleaning the house is really hard. Because guess what? You have to pick something up and like move it to another room, and then pick something else up and move it to this other room, and then you're walking around the house like, and that's like so many steps, and you can get so tired from just like doing these loops and like just walking around your house. And whenever I start getting tired, it's my and I think this is kind of how it is for a lot of people with MS. Your symptoms kind of start creeping up. So as I get fatigued, like my legs and my arms just get very heavy, and my fingers start getting really tingly. So I was, cleaning the house or whatever, and was feeling tired, but powering through because I was like on that adrenaline, right? And sometimes you don't really feel it until you totally stop. So if you don't stop, then you don't feel the fatigue, right? So then the next day, since we had people in town, went to the Front Nocatee Farmers Market. Shout out Nocatee Farmers Market. It's a great one. But what I didn't plan for is that the weather was going to drop. It was going to like go to 85 degrees, right? So here's the thing. Heat and MS, bad, bad combo. Like heat is exacerbate symptoms like crazy, right? So big things that exacerbate symptoms are like heat and stress. So like I live in Florida. Well, I don't like the cold. So I'm, it is what it is. So my body was like, oh wow, we're outside of the farmer's market and it's 85 degrees. This isn't what we were planning on doing. But I had the kids out there. We had our family. Like it was great. And then the next day we again continue with like family in town. Oh no, my husband and I like went to see Project Hail Mary. And then but then we went to like the rooftop at Restoration Hardware to have a glass of champagne because we were celebrating our anniversary. I wanted to go celebrate my husband and my anniversary. I did start notice that I was feeling tired though. I started noticing like maybe I went too hard. And then we went there and it was still really hot. So I felt after that, I got home at 4 o'clock, and then that was the first time where I really kind of sat, and all of a sudden, like my legs just stopped working. So it was 4 o'clock. My kids were there, my husband was there, and I just laid in bed, and I couldn't get up. And my kids were like, "Oh, mom, can you help me with this? Help me with that." And I had to tell Kevin, I'm like, "I can't do anything. Like this is, I can't do anything. Like if I get up, like I might like fall. Like I couldn't feel my arm, and I couldn't do anything." So this was just piling up, and then like the next day, I took a day the day off work. I just stayed in bed, and that whole the rest of that week, I just had to like use my cane, to just kind of help me save some energy and pile it back up. So it took about a week to come back from that.
When it comes to, as you mentioned, like invisible diseases such as MS, do you struggle with anything, or have you faced any backlash from society in a way? Just because, like, I mean, obviously they can't see this, so they don't know this. Have you had like any issues at all?
Yeah, and it's that's been hard for me, because as someone who again like has been quote unquote healthy their whole life, having a disability was never on my bingo card. Needing to use a cane was never on my bingo card. Having a handicap placard, didn't think that would ever happen or like need it to happen. I do. And people, and so I'll use my cane, even though like I'll go out and I'll wear my heels still because like I like, some look good on my stuff, like flats like aren't flattering on legs, whenever some outfits, whatever. And I have my cane, but I have my cane with me. And then people just kind of look like, well, if it's that bad, then why are you using a cane? Or like, why are you wearing heels like just wear your flats, and then like you won't need your cane or whatever. And I'm just like, no, because I'm like embracing this, and I get looks all the time, and very specific examples. I was taking a Pure Barre class because I was still trying to maintain that part of like fitness early on, before I had another relapse, another story, but I had another relapse and then I wasn't really able to like work out anymore for like 4 years, the whole thing. But earlier on, I had just gotten done with the Pure Barre class. I was really tired, so I utilized this tool that I had, a handicap placard. I parked in a handicap spot. It was at Publix, and I went in, did my grocery shopping, came out, and then there was a note, an actual note on my car that someone had written, taken the time out of the day to write a note that said, "Handicapped? Really? Come on." And I can't, yeah, I because I was wearing leggings and a tank top and sneakers, and walking. I didn't have my cane with me. I was walking. I was younger, whatever, like I mean, younger, I was like 31, but whatever. But someone decided to take the time out of the day. It was on like the back of a receipt too. So it was like someone decided to stop, write this note, and put it on my car without thinking of anything. Like, why would someone do that? It still to this day like haunts me. Like I just can't wrap my head around why someone would decide that that was the thing that they should do. And it hurt. It hurt so bad. And I'm starting to be very self-conscious about all of this, right? Like I'm very self-conscious about using my cane. I'm like ashamed to admit it, but like whenever I am out, you never see a picture of me with it, because if I'm out and I'm using it and someone wants to take pictures, like I put it away, I hide it. I don't know why. I don't know why I'm like embarrassed by it. But I'm not embarrassed by it because I'm very vocal about my MS and everything. I still don't really, I don't really know, but that was something that really affected me, and I had made a post about it, and it's just I'm really wanting to emphasize that people don't know what other people have going on in their lives, and don't know. I don't understand how people don't understand that, like their words will affect how their words affect the people that they're saying the two are doing, because it wasn't just words, it was like this physical thing that I could like hold in my hand and read. I actually framed it because I was like, yeah,
Wow.
you person, you suck. But I mean, there's been other times besides that, like going to I was like going to a Jags game, and I have a cane that like unfolds into a stool. So it was because it's really convenient walking like from where we have to park, and then walking in, might have to like rest a couple of times. And I go through, and the lady just looked at me, and like looked at my stool cane thing, and she was like, "You can't bring that in." I was like, "Oh, it's my cane." She's like, she kind of gave me this look like, like, and I'm like, "No, it's my cane, like, because I have MS, like I have multiple sclerosis, I need it." And meanwhile, there's this like limey back to behind me. So all these people are like watching me having to explain to this woman. And then she like calls a manager over. And then now I'm in front of all these people now, like near tears, because already, again, very self-conscious about my cane, self-conscious about having to do this. And I'm having to explain like, this is for me. Like I have multiple sclerosis. This means I like need like help walking, and or like I might not be able to make it over to my seat, so this helps me like if I need to sit down. Anyway, they eventually let me in, but it was I hated having to explain it so much in front of all those people while they were like waiting, and the way that she had like looked at me with like the skepticism was just not cool.
Yeah, I
And then
bet.
another time I was denied. I was at TPC at the Players, and I had said something about this, and the Players was great. They actually gave me, they like comped me like tickets for the next year after this happened. But they, I was, they have those golf carts, that they'll like let people on who
Yeah.
need to get all the way across for disabilities. So I asked to get on a golf cart, and the guy wouldn't let me on the golf cart.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, "Oh, this is like a golf cart for like special people who like need it. I'm like, no, but like I do. He's like, no, like it's for, and he looks at me like, come on. I'm like, no, but I do. I have like, and it was three times. And then finally I was like, okay, I have multiple scler I was like, I have multiple sclerosis. I can't walk, whatever. And then he was like, okay, like fine, get on. And then I was like, no, I don't want to. So then, and then I walked away, stormed away, like, because I was just mad at him. I'm like, I don't want to get on a golf cart with you. Like, how dare you?
Yeah.
But yeah.
So, as we mentioned earlier, you made a video similar to the YouTube series Hot Ones, where you eat hot wings, and as you go on, the sauces get hotter and hotter. First off, what made you
Gosh.
think of that format?
Well, I watch Hot Ones. Love Hot Ones. I find it's so hilarious. And also I really like hot sauces. So like ever I think we've been watching it like since the beginning. And my husband's COVID hobby was actually growing peppers, and we would make hot sauces. So we just really like eating spicy things. And what I find really cool and engaging about that format is how honest the answers end up getting, right? So I think it's in the way that they frame the questions, and then as those hot sauces get going, the guard is let down more, and you end up just being very honest, and you don't think too much about the answers. And my goal was really to, I could have, just made a video of myself talking about MS, right? And talking about the basics of it and blah, 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 kind of, stuff that people hear and know about, but I really wanted it to feel authentic. And like they were, and that people watching it were, could really understand what people with MS might be going through, and how, and what living with MS is like. And then I had my husband interview me, so it felt very like this relationship, like going back and forth, because he's part of it too. He is part of my journey and part of my MS journey. But yeah, I think that was the reasoning that we wanted to kind of try this out is, first off, I really wanted a reason to order the season 29 lineup of hot sauces. So that was a bonus because they're delicious, and now I have 10, well, 9 awesome hot sauces because the bomb is garbage. But yeah, I just wanted to make sure that it was something like genuine. I wanted just like a nice, genuine video that was also entertaining because I wanted it to have a broader reach. And I feel like whenever you make a video that's just, oh, here's me talking about MS and multiple sclerosis, it reaches the audience that always hears about multiple sclerosis. And I wanted, the goal is to try and reach more people and raise awareness for this disease. That maybe they haven't heard of it before, but they like watching Hot Ones. So maybe they'll sit and be entertained by watching me totally spiral as things get out of control.
We'll have a link to that video over at WOKV.com. It's really good. Again, we have Walk MS happening April 11th. There's two routes, the 1.5 mile and the 3 mile route at the Friendship Fountain. Walking starts at 9 o'clock. There is a ceremony at 8:45. What else can you tell me about this event coming up?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's big. It's great that it's at Friendship Fountain this year because you have the new playground that just opened up there. So kids, it's great for kids. It's a great way to get the energy out, early in the morning on a Saturday for people who are looking for something to do with their kids on a Saturday morning. I know I always am. But it's great because it's a huge community of people coming together to walk for this cause that means so much and affects about a million Americans, and not a lot of people know about it because we need to find a cure for it, and because until we find a cure, like this is just going to keep happening, and things are, we're just going to keep running into these like issues of not being able to live our fullest life. But during the event, there's a lot of vendors out there. There's a lot of giveaways. There's music. There's dancing. There's t-shirts. Dare I say food? There's food.
Yes.
And yeah, it's just like a really great way to start the day. And it's a great cause to come out and support. And it's a good way to get exercise.
Again, it's happening Saturday, April 11th at the Friendship Fountain. Ceremony starts at 8:45. Walking starts at 9 o'clock. Courtney, before I let you go and let you get the last word, I want to ask you the same 10 questions I like to ask all my guests here. I know this is the hard-hitting journalism here, not like with your life with like a debilitating disorder. It's going to be this right here. These aren't exactly, really? You know, hot ones, but they could be spicy. here we go. What is okay. the most played song on your playlist?
Fast Car by Tracy Chapman, specifically the Tracy Chapman one.
That's a very important distinction right there.
It is.
Guilty pleasure band.
Journey. Always.
Favorite song you like to belt it out to, no matter how good or how bad you sound?
Hold On by Wilson Phillips. But also, I didn't want to say Journey again, but Don't Stop Believing by Journey. That's like what people kind of identify with me. I can't help myself. Don't Stop Believing by Journey. I did Rock a Ropey on a cruise ship one time. My voice is terrible. I cannot sing. But man, I performed the heck out of that thing.
I'm glad that you changed your answer because I hate that song by Wilson Phillips. And it is Courtney, let me tell you this story and you'll see why. So my mom has that album. I can't name you another song on that album because she would only play that song. I determine years of my life based on what my mom had in the car at that time. And for that year, it was Wilson Phillips. And she played that nonstop. I got legitimately angry when I watched Bridesmaids and they started singing that because childhood trauma popped up in my mind. So that's why I prefer your Journey answer better than Wilson Phillips.
Well, also, okay. Can I pivot a little? So also, if I have 10 minutes to spare, Taylor Swift, All Too Well, 10-minute version.
There's
very solid.
10-minute version?
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Oh. The 10-minute version is the only version.
Oh.
It's amazing.
Pardon me.
Just like, you know, do something for yourself and just like put it on. Just like curl up in a fuzzy blanket and then like just get like channel your inner like 20-year-old and just get like really angry at Jake Gyllenhaal, you know.
I feel like
come to her birthday.
There's so many jokes I can make about Jake Gyllenhaal, especially just like, oh, I am angry because of the Prince of Persia movie or just some obscure movie, but that's neither here nor there. If you could eat one meal for a week, what is it?
Steak. Not healthy, but I love steak. I could house a 16-ounce steak in Tuesday. Like, yes, steak.
Drink of choice.
Old fashioned.
Favorite superhero.
Spider-Man. Tom Holland, specifically.
Favorite internet video.
The Walk MS Hot Ones.
I should have known that.
No. But besides the really epic, awesome Hot Ones style interview about multiple sclerosis awareness, I've recently revisited Potter Puppet Pals and the Ticking Bomb. I just revisited that and like holds up.
It
like,
still holds?
Holds up. So good. I did try and show it to like my like Gen Z like coworker. And I think that, I don't know if she was humoring me, but like I think it landed. But anyway, solid.
What are you watching right now on your streaming platforms?
The same five things I always watch. No, I'm currently re-watching Parks and Rec because it's a comfort show and I love it. I also am like re-watching Scrubs because I'm watching the new series of Scrubs. So I've been re-watching the original Scrubs.
Parks and Rec is just such a good show.
It's so good. It's so funny. It's so funny.
And I know that we always say that, like, oh, just get past the first season. But even still, like, the first season is still pretty good.
Solid. I laugh. I laugh in the first. And there's only, like, seven episodes. So, I mean, like, and I'm at the April 21st birthday right now. And Jean Ralphio's in there. And I'm just like, man, he is so funny. Jean Ralphio's hilarious. And, like, I love a Chris Pratt, like, pre-Guardians Chris Pratt. You know? Mm-hmm. Like.
Oh,
solid.
And a happy late 94 meetings day, by the way, for all you Parks and Rec fans. And finally, Courtney Strickland, give me your spiciest hot take. It could be about anything in life.
This is spicy for some people, but some people it's obvious. Pineapple is delightful on pizza. And don't at me because pineapple is delightful on pizza.
Oh,
Whatever.
wow.
Yeah.
You went with the controversial one that will just start fights no
I
matter what.
really want to stir things up. Okay.
Apparently.
That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a lot of just comments on here about saying that it's not natural, and that we just, I need to like go get out of here, and I should never eat pizza again. I have no idea what I'm talking about. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah.
Now, do you prefer
You're welcome.
pineapple on pizza or pickles and ranch?
Oh, well, those are just two totally different like textures and flavors
And
and
abominations.
situations. What pickle? I mean, is it a fried pickle?
It's like, I think they literally just slap a pickle on and then they put it in the oven with it.
Okay, so I've had a cheeseburger pizza before, and there's pickles on it, and it was really good. Like, I love me a pizza. Give me any of those like weird like flavored pizzas with like any of the stuff on it. Like, there's like a buffalo chicken pizza, that like hamburger pizza, cheeseburger pizza, whatever. Like, let's do this. So, I mean, I guess technically, yeah, I'm down. Like, pickles and ranch, like, sure. I don't know which I prefer. Pineapple like has a nice like sweetness to it. So whenever you have it like with pepperoni or like with like ham or whatever, it's a nice contrast to the saltiness. But
Walk MS happening Saturday, April 11th at the Friendship Fountain. Ceremony starts at 8:45. By the way, real quick, tell us about your fundraising team.
our fundraising team, we are the Myelinium Falcons, which is a brilliant MS pun, because of the myelin sheath that I mentioned earlier in this conversation. So I just obviously take on Star Wars. The Myelinium Falcons always like to be a top team. If you can or able and you want to donate, I'll send a link out. And if you want to donate to our team so we can reach our goal, we're getting really close to our fundraising goal, and that would be really appreciated and really awesome. But it's made up of my support team, which has come in clutch for me so much over the years. A lot of people from my work, my friends, my family, new friends, old friends, college friends, and we are normally the largest team out there. So we have really sick shirts this year, that wear the brain, well, there's a brain on it and it looks like the Death Star. And it's pretty cool. It was done by one of my coworkers, Pablo Stangali. He's an amazing artist. We can tag him somewhere. I don't know. But anyway, it looks really, really cool. So yeah, hopefully come out and support, come out and walk. Hopefully you learn something, and yeah.
We'll have links to the fundraiser and links to how to register for the walk, and also the link to that Hot Ones video over at WOKV.com. Courtney Strickland, thanks so much for coming on and telling your story.
Hey, you know what? Thanks for having me. This has been a good time.